Hello, sir. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions regarding issues facing the community and your nation. And just to start, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet, or television as well?
You said do what? Repeat that.
Yes, sir. If anyone in your household works for any news media, such as internet, TV...
Oh, no.
Print or radio. Understood. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age?
50.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I'm almost sure, 100%.
Understood, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming elections and the congressional elections in November 24 on a scale of 0 to 10. Of course, 0 means
10,
not
always motivated to vote. 10, always motivated to vote for president.
Understood 100%, sir. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
My city had it what?
How you feel, generally speaking, that your city is headed in the direction that it's headed in? Like, very satisfied?
I mean, it's really after a pandemic. After a pandemic, when you look at the history, I'm like, everything go down. So it's really not a judgment for me. I'm not looking at, you know what I'm saying? I'm not satisfied, of course, but maybe I'm in the middle. But I have to understand we had a pandemic and everything in America go up. That's when bread went up last time. Everything goes up after that. After we take a hit, we pay for it.
And
so I'm in the middle.
It's
gonna move some way. Yeah, it gotta move. It need to stabilize, I feel like. But you know, hey, that's an economy, you know. Okay, yeah, in the middle.
Being in the middle, since I don't have that particular option, would you say that you're more dissatisfied or satisfied in that matter? In between.
I'm satisfied.
Got it, sir.
I'm not unsatisfied. I'm satisfied. Oh yeah, that's why I'm satisfied. Yeah.
I appreciate your answer, sir. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Joe Biden, I feel like that job is done by a team of people. And just like every president before him, including Trump, fucked up some shit. That's the job of a president. I'm cool with his job. His job ain't my job.
Would you, in this case, approve strongly, somewhat
approve? I'm somewhat approve. I approve. I mean, you know, like I said, I think all presidents, we look at a lot of stuff. They say Trump messed up when he was in there. Ain't going to mess up some stuff if he get back. I mean, all presidents, it ain't a perfect job the way I look at it, so I approve. You're going to make mistakes. You ain't never been the president before. Even though it's American paying for it, but I feel like that they all going to make mistakes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And now the next would be I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, well, which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't particularly feel warm or cold. And you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, you can say so, please. First would be Kamala Harris.
I feel about 90% with her. I feel like, you know, more like an 80.
80.
I feel like she was doing her job. When you got a job to do, you can't step over your boss. You got to do your job. That's all of us. You doing your job right now. You can't step over your boss. I give her 80. As doing her job. I think she did her job, you know.
Thank you, sir. Next will be J.D. Vance.
Really don't know nothing about him.
No.
Is that who hurt the man that's running with her? Exactly the
one.
We
apologize, sir. In this case, if you have never heard, you can.
I mean,
say
I know
that
the man. Oh yeah, but keep going.
Oh, I appreciate it, sir. Next would be the Democratic Party, also 0 to 100.
Who, the Democratic Party alone? Oh,
yes.
I'm the Democratic Party. I'm 100% Democrat. The Republicans ain't never being much for me.
Okay, so 100 for this particular one, correct?
Party, yeah. That's my party. Now, they're going to make me think.
Understood. Next is Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy, they saying she messing up, but they said Gwen was messing up and she got it together. So I give Tammy, you know what I'm saying, I give her a 50%. She, I don't got nothing, you know what I'm saying. She going to have to get it together or step down.
Next would be Mr. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, I give him a 50%. I think Donald Trump got enough money and enough popularity. I think he needs to sit down too, though. I think he got enough.
And next it will be Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, I give him, I'm not biased or nothing against him either, 50%. You know, it's always an old man that get that job, too. He just happened to be going through old age, you know, especially them 4 years on, you know, it gave Obama gray hair. Hell, so that job on whoop this man, he, man, really.
Understood, sir. So 50%, correct?
Yeah, 50%. Okay. I don't really, you know, I don't got no opinion on that.
Understood. And next would be the Republican Party.
The Republican Party, I'm 50%. I mean, you know, sometimes they get in, they do some different stuff, so I'm not biased against them, though. But I'm 100% Democrat. But go ahead.
Understood. Next would be Project 2025.
I've never heard of it.
No problem, sir. We can continue with the next. I know it's still a long way off, but the elections for president, if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. For whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can please say so too.
You ain't supposed to say your vote, but I'm going Kamala Harris. I want to give a woman a chance to sit in that seat and see what it do. America never had a female. That's the challenge.
Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. You can please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing to vote, and 0 means it's not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first statement is, a second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancements that past generations fought and died for. We can't go backwards. It's our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future. Now, what would you rate this between 0 to 10 in a convincing reason for you to vote?
That's like a 10. That's up there. I was going to say an 8, but maybe that's up there. That's a reason. You should consider and look at the political politics this year, I think.
Understood, sir. Thank you. The next would be, this next statement says, banning Muslims and deporting people of color. That's what the Trump's America would look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This would involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhumane and evil act, there's only one solution, vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Also, 0 to 10 on convincing reason.
I guess that's a major point, especially for the, you know, people who say, so I would say that's a 10 too. I don't know, that's an important issue. Like I said, this election to me is kind of, you know, I'm 50 years old, and it's like, I think this is the one, it's as equal to Obama, a black man getting the office or that support. It's kind of crazy. This is going to be the one. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, sir, and thank you for your opinion. Next, it would be Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon of MAGA, to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exemption, and rolls back LGBTQ plus rights. While giving more tax breaks to the wealthy, it sets up mass deportations and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025. Again, 0 to 10 on the convincing reason, sir.
That's a 10. Yeah, that's the reason. You got to vote, for that.
Understood, sir. And as we're moving forward, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Next, and once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential elections on November. A 10. Got it.
I'm trying to get all my people out.
And almost done, sir. This will be almost finishing. But now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it's somewhat convincing.
Wait a minute.
And 0. Yes.
The other question was convincing to vote for them or against them. What was that? I thought that was a reason to bring you out to the poll. I thought the questions were.
The other one you answered by convincing reason whether to vote or not, just in general. In these statements, actually, it's a convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris, almost like you're saying yes or no. By 0 means that you're not convinced at all to support her for president, and 10 means you're very convinced to vote for her as to become president. And then, again, you can use 0 to 10. And if you allow me, the first statement says Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people to get ahead. Would you rate that 0 to 10?
That's a convincing, I believe in that. Yeah, that's what we need.
Understood, sir. Next, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can or can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturning of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. What would you rate this as a statement?
Okay.
Understood. And then next, Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed that it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. Also, 0 to 10.
Okay.
Got it, sir. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Again, it's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Donald Trump, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
I hear it.
Thank you, sir. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. As motivated that you feel.
A 10.
Understood. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Some college or 12th grade, I guess. High school.
Understood. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living under in your household?
No.
And that will be the last question, so I very much appreciate your time, sir. I truly hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.